other yak babies. Sex, presidents, and sometimes books.
Welcome to Yak Babies, the only podcast on the internet sponsored by melons. It's a delicious taste that's hard to carry. My name is Aaron. I'm here with my personal pals, Dave.
Hey, babies.
Brick.
Hello, babies.
And old Irish Nico.
Hi.
Yes, today's topic. So the Yak Babies, we do a lot of reading. We do a lot of finishing of our reading, but we don't always finish. This is a joke. So what happens when we don't finish? What causes you to not finish a book or whatever you're reading? What are the things that are likely to throw you off a text? This has happened very often to me. I tend to read to completion, but I will get delayed by time, right? So I will read things. I don't ever stop reading things. I rarely stop reading things because I don't like it. I stop because I get busy or distracted or whatever. But usually it's not. Usually I will be all in with the thing I'm reading until the very end, regardless of quality. What about the rest of you?
Maybe we should talk about how Brick and I have a sort of almost a compulsion to finish books, which I've been working on. Brick, I know you still suffer, I guess, from it.
Yeah, I've been inadvertently working on it by accident. I will finish a book I don't like because I'd rather finish a book I don't like than not finish a book.
Yep, me too. And it's, I hate it.
Yeah. Lately, I have finished a lot less books, but it's not a product of discipline. It's a product of I've started too many books and I don't have enough time.
Right. Yeah. Same.
And then the ones I tend to finish are the ones I'm most interested in. So sort of by process, I'm not finishing the books I like the least, but it's not a conscious decision. And in my brain, I'm still intending to go finish them at some point.
So I was going to ask that. Do you consider them as books you haven't finished yet or as books you will not finish? But it sounds like this just... perpetually going to be books you haven't finished yet. That's how you look at them.
To answer the question though, when I will choose to quit a book is really if it's bad on a fundamental level, like if it's written poorly, like not if it's like poorly plotted or the characters are dull or whatever else, but if like the sentences aren't like, if it feels like an amateur piece of writing, it's easier for me to get off the next stop with that. Similarly, if it's offensive, like if I get into a book and I find out it's like, you know, pro cop or whatever, like I'm out. I don't care. I don't need that.
Bye bye cozies.
I'm not convinced I'm gonna like the cozy. That's why I want to do the animal ones.
Cozy cat.
I want to find out how this alligator saves Texas.
How's he gonna solve the crime?
Yeah, by finding the library strangler.
Fighting him to death.
You feel like you're the most willing to chop a book than the other of all of us. Tell us more about your approach here.
If I get a few hours into a book and I look at it and kind of sigh and go, then I'm probably not finishing that book. And it's not like I'll immediately give it up. It's like I'll find other things to do and then I'll realize like, oh, it's been a few weeks since, and I'm like 20% of the way through that book. It's not going to happen, and I'll just move on to something else. I do feel guilty. I have two books unfinished right now that people recommended to me and I just don't like them. And I've gotten like 50% or more into them, and it's just a struggle.
Yeah.
And those are hard to give up, but I mean, I would rather have a book that I like, that I look forward to reading, or that I'm like that I prioritize over other things, rather than a book that feels like a chore.
Right. You want your reading to sort of be like a assignment that you're trying to get through so you can pass the test or whatever.
Yeah, it's a terrible feeling.
Yeah, totally. I feel like, I don't know, part of it for me, I think, is just like, not that I'm picky, but more that I make choices about what to read pretty confident that I'll enjoy it ahead of time. Like, I'm not often taking blind risks with books. I'm usually have done some reading about it, or it's been recommended by someone I trust or whatever, or it's like even something that I don't like, I'm not thrilled with, but it's, you know, significant or important or whatever in some ways. At least at least I read it, and like now I know why people like this book or something like that.
Do you ever run into like somebody recommends you a book, even if you trust them, you just like have a difference of opinion on it?
Yeah, definitely. That's happened.
What do you do then?
I usually will finish it. If it's really bad, then maybe I'll just like quietly not, or stop reading it and like not talk about it really, but usually I will finish it.
Yeah.
So I do feel guilty. It's not just guilt, but like if someone recommends a book, I want to be able to talk to that person about it, whether I say I liked it or not. I want to be able to like fully report and say what my reaction was.
See, I feel I could still talk about it, you know, like finishing the last half of it. Like I'm still gonna, I don't think that's gonna add much to that conversation, which is probably going to be 10 minutes, and it's probably going to take me 10 plus hours to finish the book. You know?
But do you tell that person I didn't finish it? Or do you try and be like, no, I finished it. It was great.
Don't know if I would. I don't know. I have told, I have one friend who recommended this crazy fantasy book called Gardens of the Moon, which is like one of the densest series, I think, in fantasy, but it's really well regarded and like people that like it love it. But like, I'm just like, it's just too many things. And I can only, so I read it for like 6 months. I would read like 5 pages a day. And finally I was just like, just got sidetracked. And now it's like, I don't know what to do. But I've definitely told him, like, I can't finish it. It's just too, too much. And he's like, yeah, that makes sense. it's not uncommon.
Yeah, people say that. Wow.
Yeah. But I find, like, when that does happen, and when somebody recommends a book, and then, like, I don't like it, or vice versa, it's often, like, the things that they liked about it, I just don't. Like, there's one, like, that complexity in that book, or there's another book that was, like, kind of had an anti-hero, and the guy who recommended it was like, I really like this, you know, it's not like other books that, you know, it's like an actual, like, villain is the main character, and I was like, right. Cool. And then I just did not like him. It's like, all right.
This guy sucks. He's a bad character. Watches a very adventurous. No, thank you.
Yeah, it's not even that he's a bad character. It's just I just don't like him.
Right.
And it's, what can you do?
We might have covered this before, but I can't remember. So I'm going to ask you anyway. Are there white whales for you, books that you haven't finished that you got halfway through or dropped for whatever reason, that you feel like you should or want to go back and finish? Anything kind of like just like not quite, didn't close the deal on that you regret or think about?
Yeah, War and Peace for me. I read maybe 10 years, probably even more. I read like 400 pages of that motherfucker and I really liked it. But, you know, I don't quite remember what the page count was on that copy, but it feels like I wasn't even a quarter of the way in and then I got sidetracked.
Right.
And so now I would have to reread all 400 of those pages before even reaching the point where I was. So that's always felt daunting, but I would like to do it.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. I would say Gravity's Rainbow comes to mind me. Same thing. It's so dense that you have to really be paying attention and you have to read most things like multiple times just to sort out like everything that's happening because it's so dense.
I finished reading that, but I didn't really finish it. Like, I definitely read every word, but I wasn't fully aware of what I was reading the entire time. Like, there's a lot of things I was just like, I'm just reading words, I'm getting by.
Yeah.
Right. Your eyes are going over the page, but you're not actually retaining anything.
Totally.
Yeah.
Like, half, like sort of like in your head asleep while you're still reading. You wake up, you're like, oh, I'm 3 pages later, but I haven't thought about any of those words yet.
And then you have to be like, ugh, and turn back.
Yeah. Defeated by your own brain.
Yeah.
I have a book called Darkmans. It was on like the Man Booker list years ago, and I bought it because it looks good. I don't even remember what it's about. I've started this book like 5 times, and I've liked it each time, and then I've dropped it, and I still, one of these days I'm going to read it, and maybe it'll be good. I don't know. The author's name is Nicola Barker. I don't know anything about, I don't even know why I bought the book. It's just thing that exists that I started.
Why this is happening? Like, does it have anything to do with the book itself, or is it just chance?
No, I remember liking it. It's a book, I picked it up before going on vacation, like, years ago, and then I liked it, and then vacation was end over and the book wasn't, so it got put down, and then I picked it up a few times. It's more like I'll see it on the shelf and be like, oh yeah, I should read that.
It's the third book in a series. Have you read the first two?
It's got a cool cover.
Might be a problem.
It's the Tim's Gateway. No, is it really? Number three.
She writes as if I already know these characters.
It's like I had to read 2 books before this. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah,
that's amazing.
Okay, well, it says, it does, on Goodreads, they do say,
that's funny,
no characters or plot lines run between the books, so I don't even know why that's considered a series.
Yeah, that's pretty weird for a third book in a series to get shortlisted.
I got a couple comic series I haven't finished.
Saga,
one for sure. I don't really intend to finish it, although I will be curious to see when it actually does end, what the story resolution is.
What do you mean when? You mean if?
Well, right, yeah. Assuming it ever ends. A couple of, like, maybe like 10, 12 years ago, I was really into reading DMZ and 100 Bullets. DMZ by Brian Wood, written by Brian Wood, and 100 Bullets written by Brian Azzarello and drawn by Eduardo Risso. I can't remember who drew DMZ. DMZ was about like a sort of future America where New York is a separate, like a separate country, and there's like a war between the free states and the military, whatever, the government. And the character's a journalist who goes in to like cover it. I thought it was really cool at the time, but I think that now I don't think it's as cool anymore. And also Brian Wood has come out as like, or has been revealed to be a sexual harasser.
Ooh.
So he's like also a creep. And the 100 Bullets was like a crime concept that I was really into, but got kind of confusing. And then I just stopped caring about the characters too. But I got about halfway through each of them, and I have a bunch of trades that I would buy at comic conventions because I wanted to eventually finish it. And now there's like four or five on my shelf that I'm probably never going to read because I just like don't care anymore about those stories. But if I went back and started over again, I might. But it seems like there's things I should get into besides that, including, for instance, a big one that I've never finished was Sandman by Neil Gaiman and a variety of artists. A huge, you know, everyone talks about Sandman. I've read, I think, the first three books, but never finished it. I probably should do that because I think it's probably worth it, despite the fall of Neil Gaiman.
Did he fall?
Artistically, I think. Like, I don't know if we care much about what Neil Gaiman has to say these days anymore. He did get in trouble for breaking quarantine when he left, like, Australia or New Zealand, wherever he was living with Amanda Palmer, because they got divorced, and he went back to England.
Oh.
And he got in trouble for like moving around during quarantine.
It's not really breaking quarantine if you move.
But you weren't supposed to leave the country. Like it was like you weren't supposed to come back.
I feel like going and then immediately quarantining somewhere is still, I don't know.
I think it was a case of like a rich person thinking that he could do something that a rich person should be doing.
Huh. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I feel like getting divorced and going to your home country is kind of a valid. I don't give a fuck about Neil Gaiman. I'm not defending him, but.
Right.
That's a little different than being like, fuck it, I'm going on my yacht and I'm going to fucking Mallorca.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not like going to like a rave or whatever.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Listeners, what's unread? What's in your stack that is still needs to be claimed and finished? Let us know on Twitter at GagBabies and also email us at gagbabiespodcast@gmail.com. And then review our podcast and rate it on Apple Podcasts or wherever you can rate podcasts. Do so there to spread the good word of Yak Babies to friends and cohort. Also, go to patreon.com/yakbabies and find our secret podcast there for $1 a month. That's all we're asking. For access to the secret podcast where we're doing games and getting drunk and telling stories and revealing things and lots of stuff that we don't want you to hear, but we will let you hear it for $1. So there it is. Until then, Yak Babies yakking off.
The Yak Babies would like to thank all their loyal listeners and especially their patrons past and present, including Michael, Bonnie, Sebastian, David, and William Howard Taft.